Leo, then you were so popular, you said earlier, you toured, you went to Scotland and
played. Oh yeah, because there was, at that time, and the time of the Glasgow Fair, they used to come something like 20,000 emigrants home from Clonaily right up to Dunlow for the Glasgow Fair fortnight. That's why the marquee was going in Dunlow every night, packed to the door. And all the dance halls were going as well too. They were all getting a night. Because we had moved with the times, and because Paddy Joe was a rock and roller and Michael Morgan sang like Slim Whitman and ballads, and it became the next thing was I was getting letters from England and Scotland inviting me over during Lent. So we decided then to, because of the 6 weeks of Lent, to go to Scotland and England and play. And this we did that. We played in London and Birmingham and Coventry and Glasgow and Edinburgh. Some small halls around the different places, but we usually had the 6 weeks in Scotland then. We had, the first time we went to Glasgow, we had 10 nights in Glasgow. Well, there was a night in Edinburgh and a night in Coalbridge, outside of Edinburgh or someplace, and the rest was in Glasgow. And there used to be queues when we were going into the hall at night. There'd be a queue long waiting to get in to the dance hall. It was that popular at that time, you know.
Well, the immigrants, the Irish immigrants.
Was the immigrants, of course, that, and then the promoters, the Scottish promoters and English promoters, then cottoned on. One of the promoters was Denny Green's brother in London, who had managing the Gresham Ballroom in London, and I remember going for 10 nights around London, Ealing, and I can't remember all the places. I have diary books that with all the bookings in it, you know. But the funny thing was that it was hard to manage. It wasn't easy to manage because it's easy and it's hard enough. The novelty, the novelty of the whole thing was so much, it won hands down for everything and kept everybody going, you know.
Yeah, and the members, all of you were young though.
Oh, we were all young. Even Baba played the piano in our early days at the dances in Scotland and England, and anywhere where there was a piano in the dance halls, but there were very few pianos indeed. So she used to play. Baba played the piano and I played the saxophone and accordion, and Johnny Janey played the saxophone and accordion. He used to play Scottish dance music in Scotland before he came home. He was an immigrant worker too. And Danny Ward played the drums, Michael Morgan played, I taught him how to play a saxophone.
Yeah.